Okay, good evening. Masan Avel, many people have the minhag to wear a kitzel at the Seder. So an Avel, who is in the Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months after they lose a parent, do they wear a kitzel at the Seder? So why do you wear a kitzel at the Seder to begin with? So the reason many of us maybe think is that I wear kitzel Yom Kippur. It's my only clothing that I can wear that it actually has no crumbs in it. So that's perfect. I wear a little Seder. But more realistically, what's the minhag? What's it based on? And maybe what's it based on, we can establish what the halacha is. The Taz gives two different reasons, which are really opposite reasons. One is to remember Yom HaMisa. One day after 120, many people are buried in their kittels. And you need to remember, the Yom HaMisa, the Day of Death, at the Seder. Very strange. I have to remember Yom HaMisa at the Seder. It's really subduing. And, the moment, which is a very powerful moment of the Seder, we'll get back to that in a second. The second reason that Taz gives is that maybe back in the day, this white gown was something that the kings used to wear. And maybe, the men wear this to remember that Malchus, that's why we lean at the Seder and we do many, many things. We try to pour our own wine at the Seder, somebody should pour for us, because we have servants around the Seder to help us. And this is another way to remember that we are kings, we are free people, at the Seder itself. The Taz writes, based on this, a practical difference between these two approaches would be, does an Avel wear a kittel? If it's to remember Zecher Le Misa, then Avel should wear it too. But if it's a positive thing, right, it's Simchatic thing, then maybe you shouldn't. The Taz himself paskins that an Avel should fall in line, whatever he does the rest of the year, every other year. If he wears the kittel the rest of the every other year, he should continue to wear the kittel during Yud Beis Chodesh as well. The Magen Avraham disagrees and says, predominantly, we're doing it for a positive thing, and an Avel should be limited and should not wear this at such a simchatic meal, this clothing, and should not wear it. The Mishnah Berurah paskins like the opinion of the Magen Avraham, and it seems to be the predominant opinion is to follow that, to not wear it during the year of Elus, unless somebody has a minhag otherwise to wear it. The Netziv, in his Haggadah, writes that, so Imri Shefer, and there he writes that he believes that people, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when they were eating kachim, when they were eating korbanos, they would wear special clothing, the Kohanim, the individuals, and maybe, right, this is a Zecher LaMikdash, a throwback to the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that they're wearing the kittel as a Zecher LaMikdash. We should be eating Korban Pesach this year, and that's what we should be doing. Rav Druk in his Haggadah, which is an amazing, amazing Haggadah, writes, why would we be remembering Yom HaMisa over here? And he says the following. He says that at Leil HaSeder, the very first Seder that the Jewish people ever did altogether, that was in Mitzrayim, the night before we left. And that night, what happened? Hashem was Pasach Abatei Avoseinu. The Bechorim were dying left and right in all the Egyptians' homes. And we stayed alive. That is a remez, right? We potentially could have died. And in fact, there was nothing that we really did as a people that we deserved to actually leave. It was the chemla, the rachmanis of Hashem, right, that allowed us to leave and to be saved as a people. So he says that we're rearing Big Day Misa to remember that we almost experienced like a tchiyas samesim in that moment of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he flips the idea of the Taz and focuses really, it's more of a positive approach to remember that we, we're saved. It's a moment of reflection of a Karas HaTov and gratitude to a Kaddish Baruch Hu that we were saved in Mitzrayim, and that's why we wear it. So for whatever the reason is, that it's a Machlokas Taz and the Magen Avraham as to whether an Avel wears the Kitzel at the Seder, Taz says yes, the Magen Avraham says no, should lean on whatever the minhag is. If one doesn't have a minhag of whether they should wear it or not, then they should probably not, as that is a psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Chananya ben Akasha.